Psalm 92:10 is my text verse for this evening. Would you bow your head with me for a moment of prayer tonight? Our Father in heaven, we pause, we bow before you this evening, telling you once again that I need you. I need your strength. I need your anointing. I need your breath. Give me clarity of mind and speech. Give us a touch in each of our hearts and minds. Our ears would be open to hear your voice tonight. Hide me behind the cross. Bow and give you praise. In Jesus' name, amen. The psalmist said, "But my horn shalt thou exalt like the horn of a unicorn. I shall be anointed with fresh oil." Taking the last part of that verse, I shall be anointed with fresh oil. There's something wonderful about the word fresh, at least in some contexts. Fresh bread is different than stale bread. You know how wonderful it is to walk into the house when the bread is baking, nearly ready to be taken out of the oven, cut into that fresh bread, big slab of butter, not margarine or anything like that, big slab of butter, letting it melt down into that fresh bread. So much better than stale bread. Fresh water is different from stagnant water. I keep a tin cup in my truck. You know how it is. Spring water goes with tin cups, at least in my upbringing. There's a spring up behind the school there at Penview, up in Jack's Mountain, that had a little house thing, and beside that house hung a little tin cup. It was a community cup. Everybody used it. The water from that spring just so much better from that tin cup. So I keep a tin cup, metal cup, in my truck, and so sometimes the kids will want to stop at Vic's Spring as it comes out of the hill down here, and sometimes, like right now, we're disappointed. It's not flowing. The other day, I had Natalie and Carson with me in the truck, and we went down Spout Spring, and we stopped into the spring, and oh, that fresh water out of the tin cup. Just something about fresh water versus stagnant water. I think that we can even understand it that fresh air is better than air that's been shut up in a room for a while. Stagnant air, stale air, fresh bread, fresh water, fresh air. Spiritually, there is a difference between remembering what God used to do and experiencing what God is doing fresh. Now, the psalmist said, "I shall be anointed with fresh oil." He wasn't satisfied with yesterday's oil. He wanted fresh oil. He wasn't saying, "I can remember when God touched me before. I can remember when I was anointed in the past." He was saying, "Lord, I need a fresh anointing." There are times when the greatest prayer that we can pray is, "Anoint me, O Lord, with fresh oil from heaven." Not because yesterday's blessing wasn't real, not because yesterday's victory wasn't important, but because yesterday's oil was for yesterday's battle. We need God to meet with us again today. Anoint me with fresh oil. When we think about fresh oil, when we speak about fresh oil itself speaks of a fresh touch from God. Oil throughout the scripture is associated with anointing, with consecration, with healing, with gladness, and the empowering presence of God. We can go back into 1 Samuel chapter number 16, and we can see there, read there, when David was anointed by Samuel, how much of a difference that it made in his life, the transformation that took place. The 13th verse, then Samuel took the horn of oil and anointed him in the midst of his brethren, and the Spirit of the Lord came upon David from that day forward. The oil was poured out. The Spirit of God came upon him. But thing that we need to notice is that the oil itself was not the power. The power was God. And that's important for us tonight. We don't need merely another emotional experience. We don't need just simply another church service where we can get excited for a few minutes. We need God himself to touch our hearts again. Fresh oil. There's a difference between saying, I remember when God touched me, and saying, Lord, touch me again. Personally, I don't want to live entirely on yesterday's spiritual memories. Oh, they're wonderful. I don't want to live just simply on spiritual memories of remembering when I was saved, or remembering when I prayed through, or remembering when I felt the presence of God in that one particular service, or remembering when I couldn't wait to get to church. Do you want to be one who is living entirely on spiritual memories? Remembering when the Bible was precious to you, or remembering when prayer was a delight. You see, God didn't intend for the Christian life to be nothing more than a museum of past experiences. God himself wants to meet with us fresh, anew, in the present. David could have said in that verse, I was anointed. I was anointed. Because in that particular moment when he was anointed, there was a life-changing experience when he was anointed. But he said, I shall be anointed with fresh oil. Fresh oil speaks of a fresh touch from God. Not only does it speak of a fresh touch from God, but also fresh oil is needed because we face new battles. We can see that in the life of David himself. A fresh anointing doesn't mean you will never have another battle. In fact, sometimes the fresh anointing comes because a fresh battle is coming. I don't want to scare you with that, but just beware that sometimes that fresh anointing is followed by a fresh battle. Let's take a look at David in 1 Samuel chapter 16, when Samuel anointed him. Doesn't say that he was anointed to be king, but he was anointed amongst his brethren. A change came over him. Before 16, the chapter 16 closes, he's in the palace. He's in the very presence of the king Saul himself playing his harp. Now, how cool is that? Well, I want to be anointed if it's going to take me places like that and such prominence. I want to be anointed with that kind of anointing. But then we flip over to chapter number 17. And we find that so quickly after the anointing, so quickly after the ascension into the presence of the king himself, we find that he's facing Goliath of all things. What a battle that was. The anointing came, and then Goliath was just around the corner. He was anointed in chapter number 16, but then in chapter 19, King Saul tries to pin him to the wall. He was anointed in chapter 16, but it's not very far down the road that we find in David's experience. There was betrayal, and there was rejection, there was loneliness, and there was hardship. Some real battles that David had to see and to experience. You say, well, what am I trying to say this evening? I'm saying that the anointing didn't remove every battle. The anointing prepares us for the battle. Sometimes I find myself in this camp, maybe you do as well, asking God, Lord, why am I going through this? Perhaps the better prayer is, Lord, anoint me for this. Maybe facing a battle that you've never faced before, or a temptation that you've never encountered before, or a burden that you've never had to carry before, a responsibility that you've never had before. You need something you didn't need 5 years ago, and maybe you need something that you didn't need yesterday. But you need fresh oil. Zechariah 4:6 tells us that it's not by might nor by power, but by my spirit, saith the Lord of hosts. You see, what I find here is that we cannot fight today's battles on yesterday's strength. You need new grace. You need new strength. You need a new anointing today. Fresh oil speaks of a fresh touch from God. Fresh oil is needed because we face new battles. Fresh oil means that we must stay connected to the source of the oil. You'll find the oil does not originate in the vessel. The vessel can only receive the oil. I believe that that is a picture of the Christian life. We can find it in the Bible. We can understand it in Scripture, that we are not the source, but God is the source. John records the words of Jesus in his gospel in chapter 15. Jesus said, without me, ye can do nothing. That's not an insult, that's an invitation. Don't take it as an insult, take it as an invitation. Without me, ye can do nothing. Jesus is simply saying, stay connected to me. The branch doesn't struggle to produce fruit by itself. It abides in the vine. And when it's in the vine and connected to the vine, when we are abiding in him, then his life flows into ours. That's why prayer matters. That's why his word matters. That's why worship matters and obedience matters, and that's why holiness matters. You and I cannot neglect our relationship with God all week and expect to have an overflowing spiritual life when we walk into the church doors on Sunday. Oh, there may be times when you come in carrying a heavy burden and have a heavy heart, but there is something about that relationship all through the week that prepares us for that very battle and for the very time of gathering together to worship together. It's amazing if we stop and really realize that how much we have an effect on the atmosphere of a service around us. We cannot neglect our relationship with God all week and expect to have an overflowing spiritual life simply because we walk into church on Sunday. Fresh oil requires a fresh fellowship with God. Now, I had some godly grandparents. My dad's parents, my mom's dad, I believe that they were all three godly people. My grandfathers, both of them, were relatively quiet. My grandma Ziegler was relatively loud. She could speak her mind, and she could speak it clearly in her own Pennsylvania way. But I believe that Graham and Pap Ziegler and Grandpa Neff were godly people. But I can't live spiritually on what God gave to them. Oh, I like to reminisce and remember them. I like to think about the godly heritage that they handed down to me, but I can't live on their experience. I can't live on my parents' experience. I can't live on my father-in-law's or mother-in-law's experience. I can't even live on what God did for me 20 years ago. I can't live on what God did for me 10 years ago. I need to have a fresh walk with God for today. You and I, we need to have our own prayer closet. We need to have our own time in the Word. You and I need to have our own time of communing with Christ. You know, you and I need our own testimony. Are you hearing this evening? Does it resonate in your soul, Lord, anoint me with fresh oil? I need a fresh oil. Fresh oil requires a clean vessel. As difficult as this subject may be right here, we cannot overlook it. In the Old Testament, we find oil was being poured into vessels. There were some requirements of what vessels were used. We come over into the New Testament and we find the writings of Paul to his spiritual son Timothy. He said, "If a man therefore purge himself of these, he shall be a vessel unto honor, sanctified, and meet for the master's use." What's the condition of your vessel? It doesn't have to be fancy. I've used the illustration before. I don't know that I've used it here, of a pizza box. When you order a pizza from some pizza place, you don't want that guy that's delivering it carrying it on his greasy, dirty hand out of wherever he's been, but you expect that thing, that pizza, to be inside of a box. You expect that box to be clean. That's all God wants, is a clean vessel to put himself into. What's the condition of your vessel? You see, God wants to fill it. But in order for God to come and fill it, we have to be willing to allow him to cleanse us. Sometimes we're asking God for more power when what we really need is real surrender. Or real relevant surrender. Or real ready surrender. I'm talking about surrender that is happening and relevant. Not trying to find where somebody else needs to surrender, but surrender within my own spirit and within my own heart. We're saying, "Lord, give me fresh oil." And God's saying, "Give me your heart." We're saying, "Lord, use me." And God's saying, "Then surrender. Lord, bless me." And he's saying, "Then obey me. Lord, fill me. Then let me clean out what doesn't belong." You see, the Holy Spirit doesn't come simply to make us feel better. I can feel better in God's presence. I'll bet you can too. There's just something about God's presence that we can go away from, we can walk away or walk out of, and we can be blessed, we can feel better. But there's more to the Holy Spirit coming to meet with us than just simply a feel better experience. It's about becoming something. Becoming more like Jesus. More loving, more forgiving, more obedient, or surrendered, or useful, or holy. Several years ago, as I was studying the Lord's Prayer, that phrase in the Lord's Prayer that says, "Hallowed be thy name," It still ruffles me. It still gets into my heart. It still works in me when I say that phrase, "Hallowed be thy name," suggesting and speaking specifically of the hallowed nature, the holy nature of God working through and in and becoming a very active role and part in an individual's life, in my life, so that it goes out and flows out to others around us. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Anoint me with fresh oil. I shall be anointed with fresh oil. We must not confuse yesterday's oil with today's need. Perhaps this is one of the greatest dangers for people who have walked with God for many years. We can become satisfied with our history. I've been saved for however many years. I've been in the church all of my life. It's really sad to say, but the anointing of the past can make an arrogance in the present. Did you hear me? The anointing of the past has within itself the potential to make an arrogant person in the present. Oh, I remember when we used to have revival. I remember when, all those things may be true, but the question is, what is God doing in me now? In you now? We can have a testimony of blessing from yesterday and still be spiritually dry today. You and I can know the language of revival without having the fire of revival. We can talk about holiness without ever pursuing holiness. We can talk about prayer without ever praying. It becomes fashionable to talk about the Holy Spirit but not walk in the Spirit. God is calling us beyond the memories into a present fellowship. I shall be anointed with fresh oil. The church doesn't need another generation that simply talks about what God did. We need people who can say of the present tense, God is working now. God is working today. God is saving today. God is sanctifying today. God is filling hearts today. He's answering prayer today. He's anointing today. Now, there's a purpose for fresh oil. God doesn't anoint us merely so that we can say, I've been anointed. He anoints us so that we can serve. David was anointed to fulfill God's calling. Jesus was anointed for ministry. The disciples received an anointing on the day of Pentecost, a power so that they could become witnesses. Ye shall receive power. After that, the Holy Ghost has come upon you, and ye shall be witnesses unto me. You see, the purpose of the anointing was the mission. The purpose of the anointing was the mission. God wants to fill you, give you a fresh anointing so that he can use you. He can use us. The purpose of the anointing was the mission. Oh, maybe he wants you to encourage somebody. It can be as simple as a card or a text or a call, but somebody needs encouragement from you. Part of the mission. Maybe he wants you to witness to somebody. Maybe he wants you to teach somebody. Maybe he wants you to pray for somebody. Maybe he wants you to forgive somebody. It's easy for us to tell someone else what forgiveness looks like or what it should look like in their life and fail to have forgiveness active in our lives. Maybe he wants you to help somebody who has fallen. Maybe he wants you to reach somebody who doesn't know Jesus. What am I saying through all of those maybe he wants you to's? I'm trying to say through those maybe he wants you to's to say that fresh oil is not simply for the sanctuary. Oh, don't misunderstand me. We need a fresh anointing right here within the four walls of the sanctuary. There's some fires that need relit. There's some hearts that need some work. Yes, there's a fresh anointing. We need a fresh anointing right here among us, but it's not simply for the sanctuary. It's for Monday morning. It's for your home. It's for your workplace. It's for your family. It's for your community. It's for the person who desperately needs to see Jesus in somebody's life. I shall be anointed with fresh oil. Maybe the greatest prayer that we could pray today is not, Lord, give me more things, but Lord, give me more of you. Not, Lord, make somebody else change, but Lord, change me. Not, Lord, remind me of what you did yesterday, but Lord, do something fresh in me today. The psalmist said, I shall be anointed. I shall be anointed with fresh oil. There's something significant about that word shall. I shall be anointed. That language is the language of expectation. David was expecting God to do something. We should expect God to do something too. If we are waiting before him and praying and seeking for his anointing, we can expect him to anoint us. Maybe your spiritual life has become dry. Then ask for fresh oil. Maybe you've been fighting a battle for far too long. Well, ask for fresh oil. Maybe you've become discouraged about something, then ask for fresh oil. Maybe you've been serving until you're weary. Ask for fresh oil. Maybe you've been living on yesterday's experience too much. Ask for fresh oil. Maybe God's been dealing with you about something you need to surrender. Well, get busy and surrender it and ask for fresh oil. We could go home tonight and just realize this is a good sermon title, Anointed with Fresh Oil. But my prayer is that we make it our prayer, Lord, anoint me with fresh oil from heaven. And in that, suggesting, Lord, freshen my prayer life, freshen my hunger for your word, freshen my love for lost souls, freshen my burden for holiness, freshen my compassion, freshen my obedience, freshen my witness, freshen my joy, freshen my faith. Ultimately, the prayer, the desire within that prayer of, Lord, anoint me with fresh oil, is freshen my desire for you. When we come to God with surrendered hearts, we do not have to beg him to meet us. He's already calling us. He said, draw nigh. James records it, draw nigh to God, and he will draw nigh to you. So don't settle for yesterday's oil. Don't live on somebody else's experience. Don't be satisfied with memories of revivals past. Don't merely talk about what God used to do. Lift your heart toward heaven and say with the psalmist, anoint me. He shall anoint me with fresh oil. Oh Lord, touch me again. Maybe somebody needs to pray, Lord, fill me again. Cleanse me again, strengthen me again, revive me again, use me again. I can't live on yesterday's oil for today's journey. I need fresh oil. I shall be anointed with fresh oil. Do you want his fresh oil? I want his fresh oil. Would you stand with me this evening? I believe that he wants us to ask for fresh oil. He wants us to seek him for a fresh touch. He wants us to get alone in the closet, the prayer closet. Wherever it is that you go, and seek him for a fresh touch. A fresh anointing. Amen. Dr. Carl Matlock, would you dismiss us with prayer?